I never understood the expression, oh, interesting, now the shoe's on the other foot. It's interesting how we come up with these expressions that have nothing to do with what we're talking about, but there's such a history of this expression that we don't even know what it means anymore. Shoe's on the other foot now. I don't know what you're talking about. Why is my shoe is it on the wrong foot? I don't think it fits if you put it on the wrong foot. What are you talking about? No, it's an expression. The shoe's on the other foot. How does it feel now? I still don't understand what you're talking about. Why don't you speak English instead of talking in parables? God. I think everybody, I said this a few days ago on the show, I think everybody just needs to take a holiday from talking. Just shut the hell up for just a little while. It's so much safer when you don't say anything. Just nod your head. That's all you need to do. The up and down motion means yes. The back and forth side to side motion means no. And if you're not sure about which way to go with the head nodding, just take your two shoulder blades, raise them in the air, and then put them back down. That means I don't know. It's really simple. We don't need to talk. Every once in a while you need to communicate, I understand that. Well, then write it down, because it takes so much time to do that. Unless you're the president, then you write it down all the time in the form of tweets, and that's annoying too. Why doesn't everybody just shut up? Just stop it. Stop talking. Stop writing. Stop tweeting. Just shut the hell up. Sit down in a chair and watch some TV or something. Go to dinner and put food in your mouth. When there's food in the mouth, you can't talk so much. Just eat. Be fat. Be merry. Just stop talking about things. No one cares about your opinion. No one cares about what you think about something unless someone asks you. That's different. If someone comes up to you and says, can you explain to me this thing? Can you explain to me how taxes work? Sure. And then ramble on as much as you want. But the person asked the question has the option of saying, okay, that's enough. I got the information. Now you need to shut up. Wouldn't life be so simpler if there was just that understanding? You talk only when you're asked to talk, and when you're asked to shut up, you just don't say anything anymore, and you go about your business. Don't be hurt. Don't feel like someone has told you to shut up or is trying to control you. None of that. It's not what that is. Don't be insulted that someone doesn't want to hear you talk or isn't interested in what you're having to say, because they're not anyway. It's just a realization that's coming out. But don't be hurt by that. You'll get used to it eventually. You'll find out that most of everything that you say has no meaning or value or worth to anybody whatsoever. We're ever in a situation where someone asks you a question and you start to answer it and then they don't seem interested in your answer. Why did you ask me in the first place? Do you know why? Because you're getting off the subject. You're straying onto other things. You're throwing your opinion in. They didn't want your opinion unless they asked for it. They didn't say, well, what do you think about this? They just wanted information, not filled with your opinion. They don't care about that. Who cares about your opinion? Unless you're asked. And then when you give your opinion, then shut up. Go somewhere. Get a sandwich. Sandwiches are half price. Gosh. Go to a bar, have a cocktail. Although some people, when they get inebriated, they just don't shut up. Even when you ask them to shut up, they don't shut up. So maybe don't have a cocktail. Some of you can handle your liquor, some of you can't. Those of you that can't handle your liquor should not be allowed to drink whatsoever. You can't. You're not allowed to. You can't do it. You can't do it. You act belligerent. You act stupid. You can't drink. You're not allowed to drink. Ron, this is a free country. They can drink if they want. No, they can't. No, they can't. It's not a free country. No one said it was free. I'm paying for everything. It's not free. I'm paying big bucks for everything. It's costly is what it is. Did you ask my opinion, by the way? I don't recall. Did you ask me all these questions? I don't remember now.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
No one asked you. No one asked you.
Whatever.
morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Really? Seriously?
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. I can prove it. It's me. Who better to tell you that it's me than me myself? And I as well. All of us. And the Holy Ghost, whoever that is. It's not bad enough that you have ghosts in your house. Now one of them's got to be holy. Oh, God. Put up with that. Welcome to the program. The most important part of this understanding is that I talk for about half an hour. And you sit there for about half an hour. And that's it. It's really not a lot to ask of you. I have to do all this research, and I have to prepare. I have to put pants on. You don't even have to wear pants. You can just sit in a chair and do nothing. Just veg out. Get some sleep. I'll do my thing. When it's over, there'll be a closing theme music. You'll know it's finished. And then you go about your life, and none of us have to talk about this or admit it to anybody. It's just our secret. It's, you know, what do you do for half an hour every day when you sit in that room by yourself with the door closed? No, I'm listening to a podcast. I don't quite believe that. That sounds very strange. You sure you're not? No, I'm not. I'm listening to a podcast. That doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't. Anyway, what are you talking about? Last night I indulged in my guilty pleasure a little bit too much. When I'm sitting in my living room at night watching TV, which is what I usually do, I get fidgety. I fidget. So I go to the freezer and I get myself, I take out the ice cream. Now, I'm really, really good at this. I'm eating low sugar ice cream. Or I think they call it no sugar added, because there's sugar in ice cream by nature of making the ice cream, but they don't add any sugar to it. They don't say, here's a lot of sugar in the ice cream, let's add sugar to it. That's what ice cream is. It's just a lot of sugar and dairy crap. So I have the one that says no sugar added, and it actually has sugar alcohol. I know sugar alcohol is artificial sweeteners. It's not good for you. But it has the word alcohol in it, and I always give it a shot. I always figure if you're going to go out of your way to say alcohol on the label, I will indulge it. So I had a little bit of ice cream, and then I sat down and I said, "Ooh, that was very, very good. I'll have a little bit more ice cream." I ate like a whole third of a carton, and this morning, I'm paying for it. Well, I paid for it actually when I bought it to begin with, but I mean, I'm paying for it as far as the after effects of eating way too much ice cream. And now, of course, as I sit here, it's the morning time that I'm doing this show, recording this show. I'm saying to myself, I will never eat ice cream again, and I know so well that I've lied to myself. It's bad enough that Trump lies to me on a daily basis, but I lie to myself as well when it comes to food. I do. If I go to a cocktail lounge and someone buys me a couple of cocktails, and the next morning or later that night, I feel just awful. I feel horrible. I just feel not myself. I always say to myself, well, I'm never going to drink again. I'm not going to ever drink again. And of course, that's so short-lived, it's not funny. That only lasts until the first poop, and after that, you're back on track again like nothing ever happened. That's why women have more than one child, and it's the only reason. For some reason, I said reason twice in a row in two sentences, that's not right. For some reason, women totally forget the childbirth experience because if they remembered it, they would never have another child ever again. I will not go through that process of extreme angst, trying to pass a watermelon through my butthole. That is not possible. What am I thinking? And then, like, 2 months later, you're pregnant again, and you completely forgot the pain that was involved. You completely forgot that this little child has sucked the living life out of you. You've sacrificed your entire existence for this little fetus thing, and then you go ahead and you do it again in the fit of passion, or not even. You're crazy. I mean, I so much understand the miracle of life and the need for a woman and even a man to have this life experience included within their realm of existence. I get that. But to do it again knowingly, wow, that takes balls. You got big balls. So I respect women. I put them on a pedestal, not just so I can see up their dress. That's not the only reason. It's because I do respect them. They go through so much more than men do. Oh my God, they have to wear those stupid shoes. They have to wear heels. It's the law. You must wear heels. Wow. Why? Why you torture yourself like that? You don't have to do that, you know. You don't have to put tons of painter's makeup on your face every day. You don't have to do that. You're fine the way you are. You're more intelligent. You have a vagina. You got everything it takes. Stop making life so tough for yourself. And then you go out and you have children. You let some guy spend like 2 seconds of his life in ecstasy, and then you pay for it for 9 months and the rest of your life, and then you do it over again? I don't understand. What happened to you? You're supposed to be the more intelligent sex, and that's not smart. That's just not smart. I don't get it. I would spend my time doing something else, like eating more. Maybe you're not eating enough. Why are women more anorexic than men? Men have no problem eating. They'll eat everything and anything. Women are very picky. I'm not eating that. No, I'm not going to have that. No, I don't really want that. What? Someone's putting it in front of your face and offering it to shove it in your mouth and you don't want it? What's wrong with you? What's up with that? I met this woman who was at least 6 feet tall. Maybe 5'12". Not 6 feet tall, 5'12", I think she was. Excuse me for getting that wrong. And she was wearing heels. And I, because I'm sometimes I'm very quiet, but when I open my mouth, I say like the wrong thing sarcastically. I said to her, like, why are you wearing heels? And by the way, you're not too tall. I'm 6'3", so you're fine. You're good with me. Everybody else, not. Everybody shorter than me, you're not good with them. You're good with me. But why are you wearing heels? And she actually had no answer. This was her response. Because it's the law? No, it's not the law. You don't have to wear heels. And perhaps at your height, you shouldn't be wearing heels. And then she started to explain that she walks better in heels. She stands up straighter in heels. And I said, what are you talking about? You walk better in heels? No, you don't. Here's a mirror. I'll videotape you. I'll show you. You don't walk better in heels. Well, I look better in heels. No, you don't. Not necessarily. Maybe some people do. Maybe people who are 3 feet tall look better in heels. But you don't. Why are you doing this to yourself? Why do you torture yourself? Why do you put wooden splints under your nails?
What do you mean?
Why do you wear press-on nails? Why do you grow your nails so long to the point where you can't pick anything up or write anything with a pen or handle anything or touch anything. Your nails are so long. Why? Why do you do that to yourself? Why? Why do you stick holes in your ears so you can hang stuff from it that you call these earring things? Why do you wear that? Why do you stick holes in yourself? Men don't do that.
Well, some do.
Most don't. Why do you do that?
Because it's prettier.
Get a clip on. What are you putting holes in your ears for? Why? What are you doing? Are you serious? Are you serious right now? Why do you put that red crap on your lips?
Because it makes me look pretty.
No, it doesn't. You look stupid. You look like you just came out of the circus. And that's the lips are the things that you use to kiss people. Why would you kiss people and then leave a residue? Why? Why would you do that? What are you thinking? You're an intelligent human being. What are you doing?
Well, everybody else does it.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it's the everybody else routine. Wow. Why don't you start a revolution? Stop doing what everybody else does. How about that idea? Oh! I know, it's far-fetched. I fetched too far. I have gone and fetched beyond my fetching capabilities. All right. You know how I started the show and said, well, you really shouldn't talk so much? I think that goes for me as well.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her, so live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
I love that place. Today we're going to speak to a member of the National Beef Council. There's a council for beef. Thank you. Thank you very much. They promote beef products. That's their job. They raise beef. They prepare the beef for your delectation. Least you can do is eat the damn thing. For a long time, there was the thought that beef is not good for you. It's too fatty. It causes cholesterol problems. It will kill you upon contact. Well, that's just fast food beef. The actual real beef is raised differently. Now beef is grass-fed. We're feeding beef our grass. Why even have someone mow your lawn when you can get a cow? I thought cows always ate grass, but I guess I was wrong. Beef is leaner than it used to be. The fat is not as prevalent. I guess cows are on a diet now. They're on a SlimFast diet or Weight Watchers or something like that. I don't know what the cows do to make them lean, but I'm not sure. I guess they feed them different food before they kill them and slaughter them. That's nice. Nice. I know many people that don't eat meat. They don't eat anything that had a face. So they don't eat people, pretty much. They don't eat anything that had a face. And I respect that so much. I don't want to eat anything that had a face either. But that kind of limits the possibilities for my sandwich. I guess I can eat bread. I don't think bread had a face. Many people I know didn't have a face, but that's not the point here. So I guess all you can eat is bread and a string bean. I guess string beans don't have faces, although potato chips sometimes have faces. Even though potatoes don't have faces, they do have eyes. Ooh, that's funny, Ron. That's really funny. Did you get up too early to write that one? So you can eat vegetables and you can eat bread. Well, that really sucks is what it does. It just sucks. However, for those of you that don't have that theory going, beef is leaner than it used to be. So we're going to talk to somebody from the Beef Council. I have a very strong suspicion that they will try to convince me to eat more beef. Well, that's not the case, probably. I don't think you should eat beef every day unless you live in Texas. I think you get a discount on your property tax if you do eat beef every day. I'm not into that. Having beef a couple of times a week I think is okay, although my doctor distinctly, I think my doctor is from India, I think. I'm not sure. I never asked her. It's India or New Jersey. I don't know which. Could be both. Could be both. She doesn't eat meat, and she says to me, Ron, how much red meat have you had this week? She actually says that, and see, I don't think that's proper. She's throwing her diet religious beliefs upon me, and I don't think that's proper. But she does ask me how much red meat, and I'm very honest with her. I say, I've had red meat this week. You can burn me at the stake if you'd like. But I suggest you don't burn me at the stake because I have a face, and I know that you don't do that. Okay, let's go to the Beef Council people. But first, this short, strange message.
Ron Van Dam likes to treat every listener as someone with whom he is having an intimate, personal relationship. Although no money changes hands, there are fewer sticky bodily fluids, about half as many apologies, and he probably won't have to get rid of your body in the long run. Other than that, it's a pretty standard relationship for Ron. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show.
Hi, Shailene.
Hi there, Ron. This is...
Yes, I know.
Hi, how are you doing?
I know who you are. Shailene McNeil is she's a PhD and RD and an Executive Director of Nutrition Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Well, here we are talking about food, my favorite subject, so this will be fun. I know I, for a period of time, got real tired of eating kale all day, so this is nice. We're talking about healthy diet tips that actually heart healthy that may involve beef.
Absolutely. Yes, that's good news, isn't it?
I like that news. That's almost as good or even better than you can have a couple of glasses of wine a day. That was also very beneficial to my lifestyle. So this is good, too.
I tossed it off, and beef pairs well with wine, so the news is even getting better, isn't
there
it?
There you go. This is good. Okay. So explain to me, for a while there was a bad rap on beef. Not a bad rap, but it was like, you know, be careful with this stuff. But and I know that that's kind of changed a bit.
Yeah, that is changing. I think nutrition experts, medical experts who are following the latest science, they're realizing that what we know now is that beef has gotten leaner over time. Uh-huh. We know that we need a moderate amount of fat in our diet. We've seen recommendations change and really acknowledge that fat can be, a healthy fat can be good in the diet.
Correct.
And we're also beginning to question some of the things that we were worried about before earlier on, about saturated fat and those kind of things. And now what the research is showing is that may not have all panned out. So because of beef's high quality protein and that it's leaner and nutrient rich, there's a lot of reasons to be incorporating beef in a healthy diet today.
Yeah, sometimes it's not so much the food, it's how you prepare it and what you do with it.
That is so true. I think the great opportunity for beef lovers out there is to build a healthier diet with beef, pairing it with fruits and vegetables and whole grains. A beef salad is actually a lot more satisfying than just a veggie salad. So it really is about the meal.
I know that one of the more successful diets that are being discussed is the Mediterranean-style diet, which is quite popular, and that involves meats as well, I understand.
Yeah, the Mediterranean diet, we're seeing it grow in popularity. It's recommended by physicians and dietitians, but it's often described as being a diet that is low in red meat and high, for example, in olive oils and nuts and fruits and vegetables. But really beg the question, because of today's leaner beef and all the great nutrition package that beef provides, you know, could you eat a Mediterranean diet with fresh, lean, red meat and still get those same heart health benefits? You know, it's surprising. We actually know that people in Mediterranean countries actually do eat a lot of red meat in their diet. But like we talked about earlier, they pair it in a different meal. So these Purdue researchers went out to ask that question, and what they showed is when you even include frequent servings, 5 to 6 servings a week of lean red meat like beef in your heart-healthy Mediterranean diet, you lower your blood pressure, you improve your cholesterol, so you get all those same heart-healthy benefits.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, it's part of our makeup is to eat meat. I mean, not 20 tons a week necessarily, but it's certainly there are more options in meat now. I remember a time when I was growing up where it was you went to the butcher and they took meat, put it in a slab of paper, and you went home and you cooked it with Crisco oil and stuff like that. But now there's all different percentages of fat content and all different recipes that kind of make it different.
Absolutely. I mean, you can find leaner cuts of beef in every single supermarket around the country.
Absolutely.
It's widely available.
Yeah.
Cuts like sirloin and tenderloin are popular cuts of beef, 95% lean ground beef. That's always in my pantry, raising kids these days. And so there's a lot of ways to enjoy lean beef and a healthy diet.
Absolutely. So give me an example of a great dish that would involve a red meat that would actually be heart healthy.
Well, you know, we worked with our experts here at the Beef It's What's for Dinner recipe development, and we came up with some great Mediterranean-inspired recipes to bring this research to life. And one of my favorite is this Greek-style portobello mushroom that's stuffed. I mean, it's so delicious. You're using ground beef, which is a simple ingredient, but then Greek seasonings and putting on fresh toppings. So lots of great Mediterranean-inspired meals at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Great. Perfect. Well, one more time, that website, for those that may not have had a pen.
Sure. It's beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Wonderful. And I know that for doing this interview, you're sending me 3 cows. Is that true? No?
I'll check with the team on that, but that sounds like a great deal, doesn't it?
If you could, please. Actually, lean ones, please, though. Thank you so much for thank you so much for your time today. And this was very revealing. I think this is making people all pretty happy here.
Well, thanks so much for having us today.
You take care. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Who's us, by the way? It was just her. Who is us? Were there more than one person there? I don't recall. Anyway, whatever. Whatever. Hey, I hope you have a great day today. Or if it's the evening, I hope you had a great day. Or if you didn't have a good day, then forget it. Well, today's gone. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Thank you so much for the beef. And thank you for your time and your consideration and the use of your car and that date with your sister. She was fantastic. I wish you peace. We'll